From the KASU Newsroom, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The city of Jonesboro has a new chief operations officer and a new Jets director. Retired United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Edward Tanner has been named as the city's new chief operations officer. Tanner replaces L.M. Duncan, who has retired. Also, former Jonesboro Transportation Supervisor Michael Black is now the new director of the Jonesboro Economic Transit System. Black replaces Steve Ewart, who has retired. Both men attended a press conference, were asked about their priorities, as well as challenges associated with their respective jobs. First, a little about Edward Tanner. He and his family have lived in Jonesboro for 9 years. He was a commissioned officer for 21 years and was a special ops and combat rescue pilot in multiple combat deployments. The 53-year-old says he has 1 year of experience in working in the private sector. But he says that working on base operations are very similar to working in the city. He says I'll start August 1st and has been meeting with Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin as well as department heads about the jobs they do.
The mayor and I spent the last few days together extensively talking about some of the business of the city. And I think I adequately answered his questions about how I would like to carry out my duties within those departments and to move them forward and to continue doing the great work that they're doing, just to try possibly make them more efficient and more excellent in what they do. But they already do a great job, so I know that'll be a tough challenge.
And Tanner was asked about what infrastructure experience he has.
I've grew up in the Air Force system. My experience has come from the infrastructure that I saw happen in the Air Force. I wasn't necessarily hands-on in that respect, but I was certainly on the receiving end of understanding deadlines, understanding project management, understanding those types of things. One of my assignments was to help my unit operations officer and commander build a brand new unit from scratch while I was in active duty Air Force. So some of those processes I know about going out and starting projects and finishing them.
And Tanner tells what his first priority will be.
There's a great breadth of span of control that I'll be responsible for. So my first go at this is really going to get to know the people that are responsible for that and to understand what their responsibilities are. But honestly, I don't think that's going to be a huge challenge once we get running next week. I think that'll come pretty quick.
That's Ed Tanner. The new head of the Jonesboro Economic Transit System is 53-year-old Michael Black. Black has worked for the city of Jonesboro for 9 years, with the last 4 years serving as transportation supervisor for Jets. Black worked with former director Steve Ewart, as they both oversaw a huge growth in the public transit service in Jonesboro. And Black tells what the main challenge for Jets will be.
One of the challenges, of course, is going to be funding. And there are other avenues to look at. I do plan on approaching several other transit agencies out there that are kind of like ours, same population size, and see what kind of advertising structure they have. Because there's other folks out there that are selling advertising on their buses, and we're not.
And Black says a new bus route will be needed in the very near future and could be put in place as early as next year. He says the city right now is trying to meet the needs of all residents that use Jets and try to stay on time with their routes.
We are very, very close to capacity right now. The more citizens that we stop and pick up on each loop, the longer it takes to drive that loop. And we, our on-time performance is beginning to suffer a little bit because we have so many riders.
And Black says two new buses should be coming by the end of this year, and two more buses should be in Jonesboro next year. He says there are 5 full-time drivers and 14 part-time drivers working for Jets. And Black says he's thankful that turnover rates are low, but they're always looking for new drivers.
The turnover is very minimal. Once I get somebody on board, they usually stay. But, of course, on the part-time side, I promote from within due to the training that goes into to being a driver. And it's just been difficult to find part-time drivers to come to come on board.
And that's Michael Black. Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin also spoke, saying that Jonesboro is expected to receive a lot of highway money for infrastructure needs. He says Jonesboro will need to provide about $8.5 million for its share of statewide transportation improvement money that will come to the city.
And that's going to be somewhere in, I think, around the $70 to $80 million range it will receive here in Jonesboro for infrastructure for the next, from now to 2020, which is incredible for us. We've been blessed again. In addition to that, I'm going to ask the council to go ahead and there'll be matching funds in that, but it'll only be around $8.5 million. So I'm going to ask the council to go ahead and to designate those funds that's in reserves to encumber that $8.5 million so we'll have it ready at any given time. And then I'll deliver or send that resolution to the Arkansas Highway Department so they'll know that we'll have our funds.
And he says that the $8.5 million will come from city reserves. City has about $30 million in reserves and has already used about $2 million of those dollars. Perrin says a lot of the money will help in building projects that were rejected by voters in November.
You all and I know that, you know, we went for a sales tax. That sales tax was defeated. The people spoke on that. We understand that. Thank goodness in this STIP, a lot of the projects that we were trying to sell to the people that needed to be done is in this STIP. So that's a great thing in the fact that we're now going to be able to get the money through the federal and the highway department with our local match. So that was good.
And that's Mayor Perrin, who says work currently continues on one of the big projects, which is building a railroad overpass at the corner of Nettleton Avenue and Highland Drive in Jonesboro. The STIP money will cover several projects. And from the KASU Newsroom, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.